on this map here, all the way from Ogden down to Provo, and we're calling it the Golden Spoke.
Golden Spoke.
There's a debate who came up with that idea. Anyway, this is an event, Saturday, June 2nd, family-friendly Golden Spoke. I think this is a big deal for our state and region. I-15 connects the whole region. Frontrunner connects the whole region, and now we will be able to also have a safe, separated bike trail that connects the whole region. And Colorado doesn't have that, so let's show them how it's done. Right, Utah? Okay. So it's a family-friendly, fun day. It's going to culminate downtown at around 1:15 or 1:30 at the Fisher Mansion with a big event and celebration. The governor is going to be there, and business leaders and local officials. But coming from the north and from the south will be community rides that will gather steam as people come down with individual communities celebrating along the way. What Davis County is talking about is passing the Golden Spoke from elected official to elected official as you go, and hopefully that'll happen also in Utah County, and maybe start it up in Ogden and come on down. I don't know. Maybe Commissioner, you'll ride down from Fox Elder. Okay.
That's
pushed. I don't know.
I'll be at Rainbow Gardens.
So it's going to be a really fun day, and I hope everybody can participate for some or all of that. Anything else, Meg?
For future agendas, since we've been talking about gas tax and everything, the initiative for our schools now has a big component, and that's the gas tax for the B and C roads. I think someone should make a presentation on that, just so people know.
34% increase in B and C for cities.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. But I'm not going to weigh in because I don't want to look like I'm on one side or the other. But I think in terms when we talk about extra money, especially for rural roads, that's a very impactful initiative.
That's a great point, and I think if you want, we can have a fuller discussion about that at a subsequent meeting. It's going to happen soon because it's on the ballot in November.
Right.
10-cent gas tax increase, and a simple version of this is 70% of that is going to lead to more spending for schools. And then the locals still get their 30% B and C split, and that's in the range of $54 million. If that passes, going directly to cities and counties. UDOT gets a swap out of their sales tax money for gas tax money. $1 year one won't grow as fast over time unless there's some adjustments made, so that's an issue. Right?
Yeah, we're not going to weigh in on that.
Okay. But for locals, it's going to be pushed, urged by school folks, as you're noting, our schools now. But if for locals around the state, if this would be a benefit, then expressing some at least support for that would be a reasonable thing to do. So
it's a big component.
It's a big deal. Now,
thank you.
Just having that passed on the ballot doesn't mean it gets implemented. As you know, the legislature would have to come back in the next session and actually, or at some point thereafter, and actually pass a law to do that.
Right.
Okay. What else? Any other issues? Future agendas? Other items to bring up? Okay, we will stand adjourned then. Thank you, everybody. And again, Andrea, thank you, and UTA, thank you for hosting us and being us.